Residents of Cheshire, Massachusetts will vote tonight on a $5.9 million budget for next year. The hot-button issue is the proposed closure of the Cheshire Elementary School. The annual town meeting gets underway at 7. An emergency amendment to the Adams-Cheshire Regional School District Agreement would allow Cheshire to pay additional costs to keep the Cheshire Elementary School open without Adams seeing any increase. Adams and the State Department of Education would also need to approve the agreement. Cheshire Elementary would be funded by other proposals that need approval, $150,000 from free cash and $150,000 from the Stabilization Fund, among others. Cheshire Town Clerk Christina Emerson says there are roughly 2,400 registered voters, and meetings usually have a low turnout, but
if there is a hot button item, we might get up to 175, 180. However, I'm hearing that we're probably going to be around 200 this evening.
Paul Butler, chair of the Adams-Cheshire Regional School Committee, says the school budget process has become more difficult every year.
The state funding formula for Chapter 70 state funding has remained essentially flat for at least a decade.
Butler says that puts the onus on Adams and Cheshire taxpayers.
Over time, it just becomes more and more difficult for the town to absorb those kind of increases.
As a result, Butler says the school district has seen a loss of programs and cuts in teaching staff, and due to school choice, a decline in public school enrollment.
Over $900,000 out of our budget every year.
The Adams-Cheshire Regional School Committee voted in March to close Cheshire Elementary School next year. C.T. Plunkett Elementary in Adams will house pre-kindergarten through third grade and is expected to hold 425 students. The school committee is made up of four Adams representatives and three from Cheshire, all of whom dissented.
It unfortunately came down along town lines that the vote was 4-3 that Plunkett would be the surviving school and that Cheshire would close.
Some Cheshire residents demanded a redo. Now Cheshire residents must decide whether to accept that plan. Butler, who is from the town of Adams, says that it would do more harm than good if residents do not approve the article.
I represent every student that goes to that school, regardless of what town they're from.
The Cheshire Select Board fears rumors of the community stonewalling the use of free cash, believing the money should be put toward the school. That would cut at least $110,000 from the budget. If the school budget is voted down, it would go back to the school committee to refile with revisions if needed. If it shot down a second time, the entire district would vote together and majority rules. After that, if there's no conclusion, the state gets involved. Adams residents vote on their budget next week. Emerson, the Cheshire town clerk, says the plan is to appropriate $170,000 from free cash to reduce the tax rate.
So they usually use a portion of that to reduce the tax rate for the town. The other is usually if there is a vehicle or an expense for the town, say something needs to be repaired that's over and above the special town repair line item, it would be paid for with free cash.
Residents will also vote on whether to use $14,000 from free cash to purchase and install an emergency power generator for the Cheshire Fire Department. Another $60,000 from free cash will be voted on to fund the town's share of the State Department of Housing and Community Development Housing Rehabilitation Grant, which will allow residents to make improvements to their homes. The meeting starts at 7. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm J.D. Allen.